common theme runs through much of the recent news coverage of Florida Governor Rick Scott.
You didn't answer that question.
That's WTSP reporter Noah Pransky trying to ask the governor whether he knew police officers at his Tampa re-election campaign event were on duty, which would be against the law. In a widely circulated video, the governor dodges the question four times.
Did you really think that all of those deputies were off duty?
I'm very proud that last week the police chiefs endorsed me. I'm very proud that 40 sheriffs have endorsed me.
Scott has also avoided directly answering questions about gay marriage and climate change. And his reputation for sticking to a single topic, usually job growth, has extended beyond Florida. Here's CNN's Anderson Cooper.
What if people in other professions started doing this? Teachers, when a student asks you a question in class, just keep repeating that attendance is up.
I think the problem for Governor Scott is that that refusal to answer has become an issue in the campaign.
Professor Robert Crew directs Florida State University's Applied American Politics program. He says Scott isn't the first candidate who tries to tightly control his message. And Crew says a couple of factors are at play. For one, the media takes statements out of context for shock factor that gets people to tune in or click. And he says candidates for statewide office are constantly tracked by the opposition, many times with hidden cameras.
Candidates are reluctant to say things that might be misinterpreted by a media over which they have very, very little control.
Former Florida Governor Bob Martinez agrees technology has made today's campaigns a different animal than when he ran in the late 80s.
Today, you can be on YouTube instantly. And I think that causes candidates to be, quite frankly, be overly cautious or sometimes make major gaffes.
Martinez says when he was in office, he always tried to answer questions about issues of public importance. But he says that's not to say Scott's approach won't work as he seeks re-election.
Some people will talk to members of the press constantly. Some want a different way of doing it. And always respect the candidate, whichever way they choose.
But Florida Southern College political scientist Bruce Anderson says ignoring questions outright is a risky strategy.
Especially if there are questions that, you know, that have arisen in the public mind.
But Anderson says it can work in a candidate's favor if reporters eventually give up.
And I think that the press needs to keep pressing. After all, you know, it's that kind of an environment. That's what democracy is about. It's about knowing everything that we can know about the people we're entrusting with, you know, with the public business.
Plus, he says repeating the same lines instead of acknowledging questions can make people doubt someone's ability to think on his feet. But for the governor's part, well, here's what he told one TV reporter.
Why do you think you have a reputation for not answering questions?
Oh, gosh, I answer questions. I have the opportunity to talk to the media a lot. I love traveling the state. I talk to people all over the state. It's an exciting time to be in Florida.
And no matter what the answer is, Anderson says it's up to reporters to keep asking questions. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.